The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John chapter 1, verse 5. Welcome to Echoes Through the Abyss, a place where the deepest valleys of human experience meet the unrelenting light of hope. In this world, many have walked through darkness, through trauma, loss, brokenness and despair. But even in the depths, even in the silence of the abyss, there are echoes. Echoes of survival, echoes of redemption, echoes of faith. Here we share real stories of people who have faced the darkness and found their way back to the light. Because no matter how deep the abyss may feel, hope still speaks. This is Echoes Through the Abyss podcast.
Well, there is somebody that died that Jesus didn't raise. John the Baptist.
No, true. Yeah. True.
Yes. But
well, he couldn't know, because wasn't it prophesied that John was supposed to die as he was preparing the way for Jesus? I mean, wasn't that like the whole point?
But he could have died and been resurrected, right? He could have been brought back too, but that was not.
That was not the plan. That was not. Yeah, exactly. That was his
time. It wouldn't have been the right time either. I think Jesus picked Lazarus because of the time frame.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's like Jesus said, the reason he raised Lazarus, right, was to show people the power that he had, right? Like it was for a purpose, but probably God doesn't look at death the same way we do. Right. John the Baptist was in heaven having a good time at that point.
Yeah.
Jesus probably was not like, I need to save John. He was probably like, John's better off than me. I have to suffer a few more years and then be crucified. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think the raising of Lazarus was like the beginning of his end. That's what started the whole tribulation. I mean, or
if you look at
leading up to the crucifixion, I guess, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jesus clearly loves humanity, but many times he said, how long will I have to suffer this generation? Like, he was not trying to be there longer than he had to.
And I think it was really cool that you get to see how human he is by the fact that, I don't know, he necessarily feared the crucifixion, but he was not looking forward to it because he knew it was going to be painful.
Yeah.
So you get to see his human side a little bit.
And then when he was in the cross, he asked forgiveness for the people that was crucifying him because they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing, because you can see that he finally, at his end, he was watching the point of view of humans. We do stuff because we don't know what we're doing, you know?
Right.
Sometimes we're mean with others because we don't know what the other piece and what the other person is going through.
True.
You know?
Yeah, we're ignorant to it all and we just react. We're reactionary and we don't think about other people and what they're doing and how they're feeling and those things.
Exactly.
That's because we're all in our flesh.
Right. But also going back to when you were talking about Jesus, you know, like asking God, if you can take away this cup, but your will, not mine.
Right.
I think it's good to remember, too, that Jesus is supposed to be a role model and reflection of what we're supposed to be like on earth.
Yeah.
And it was very important that he was completely reliant upon God, because we're supposed to be completely reliant upon God at all points. And that just shows you the like magnitude of his reliance on God.
Yeah, he is like obviously otherworldly with that, because I don't know if I was in his place, if I could do that. I'd be begging every day.
None of us could. He really was otherworldly.
Yeah. And I certainly, if I was on the cross, be like, God, forgive them. They know not what they do. I'd be like, God, strike them down all right now.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine just the pain that he was in at the end. Because it's like, you know, they speared him and blood and water came out. And when you have water coming out like that, it's because it's from a lack of oxygen, because you pretty much died from asphyxiation. So medically, it was proven what the Bible says is true about the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you guys a very controversial question?
Absolutely.
I don't know if you're ready for this. It's very
Okay.
controversial. I've never heard
Bring it
anyone
on.
ask it before. But considering that Jesus said, "Father, I command my hand, my spirit into your hands," and then he departed, didn't he commit suicide? He took his own life.
Yeah, but didn't he
Know if
also
they had the
say,
ability to kill him.
didn't he, but didn't he also say before that that he is the only one who can
Who can lay down his
lay
life?
down his life and take it back up again?
Yes, I don't think they
Oh,
even had the
yeah.
ability to kill him. I think he would have been hanging on the cross to this day if he didn't command his spirit out of his body.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. I think he had to actually physically do it himself to complete the, I don't want to say ritual, but the process of otherworldly
Yeah,
forgiveness for all of us.
probably he's the one that had to decide, okay, I'm gonna turn off now.
Or unless
It
he,
is done.
unless God said, okay, son, go ahead, come home. I
Yeah.
mean,
But I mean, another thing that points to that Jesus did take him his own life, or gave his own, like took his own spirit out of his body, was that they said for the amount of time that he was on the cross, it was nowhere near enough time for anyone to die. He died way early. Like he was like, I'm out.
Yeah, because normally they like break your legs and try to help it, you know, because if your legs are broken, you can't
Right,
stand,
but they
you
didn't
can't
have to
take your
break
lifts.
his because he was already dead. But
Yeah.
that was abnormal. He shouldn't have already been dead. Now, keep in mind though that they beat that man, they scourged him
Yeah.
beyond the lethal limit, so he was on the verge of death the whole time he was on the cross, where not
Yeah,
everybody
that's
would
true.
be.
Yes.
I don't know if
Yes,
you
yes,
guys
yes.
realize that too, but like when you look at the amount of lashes that he got
Oh,
in
yeah.
biblically, I forget the number, it was like 36 or so, I don't know, it was whatever the number was. When you look at the reason they put that number there is because it's like, and I think it was Dallas Jenkins that was talking about this in between episodes or something, but like it was like 10 to 15 lashes more than it takes to kill somebody. So it was more lashes than they would normally give someone because that person would have died. And Jesus
Yeah,
was
they ripped his back
still
apart
carrying a
too.
cross after that.
Yeah, well, part of the way. Who was it?
Yeah.
Simon something from, I can't remember where,
Yeah.
helped
Simon
him.
from somewhere
Yeah.
helped him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simon from somewhere. That's his name.
Always thought that was a very interesting part of the Bible. It's like, what do you think the reason was that they had Simon help him carry the cross? Because obviously God could have had him carry it completely himself. He could have had someone carry it for him the whole time. I know they're supposed to carry their own cross. Like, why do you think biblically they had Simon help him? Because I can't figure that one out.
That's my question.
Interesting. That's a good one.
Well, I mean,
Probably because it's
Jesus
we
was still human
supposed
at
to.
this time, right? I mean he was divine, yes, but he was still had a human body.
Yes.
So I don't think he physically would have been able to do it. And I think maybe God.
No, but I don't think they put things in the Bible like, I don't think there's very many arbitrary things. I think that most of the details that they put in, there's a purpose. And I believe
I
that
mean
has a
that
purpose.
this is a detail that God put there. I think that probably, I mean, speculating because I'm not sure, but I probably it will be because we supposed to bring the cross and we supposed to carry the cross with Jesus. Like we
Yeah.
sometimes say, Jesus, take my cross and just I bring it to you and you hold my cross. But it looks like at the end, maybe we're supposed to bring it too, you know,
Yeah.
to hold it with
That
him.
actually makes sense. So, like, he's doing it for us. So, it's kind of like teamwork. You have man and God carrying the cross together. That actually makes sense.
Probably. Yes,
Well, if you want to,
absolutely. Good point.
my app that I have that is very theological, it says Roman crucifixion was designed to exalt the condemned. Carrying the crossbeam to the execution site was part of the torture process, and Jesus, already weakened by scourging, may have been physically unable to complete the journey alone. Simon's involvement was therefore practical. The Romans needed Jesus alive at Golgotha to complete the execution. This wasn't mercy, it was procedural necessity. If we're looking at it from a human standpoint, I guess.
Yeah, and I think that's all true too. But I do think there's purpose to it. And I like what Veronica said. I think that yeah, it's kind of like man and God
Yeah, teamwork. I like that.
Well, they talk about Simon of Cyrene, which is who it was, and Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but none of them actually explicitly state why he carried it for him. It just says that he did.
Yeah. And I believe it's completely unbiblical, right? Where like in the Chosen, where like he didn't want to help Jesus. You're like, why would I carry the cross? This man committed the crime. Like that's all made up, right? But like it
Yeah.
makes a good movie. It makes a good movie line.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, I mean, I think since we're supposed to carry our own crosses, I don't even know where I was going to go with that. But yeah, never mind.
Yeah, but
I agree with what Veronica said.
still, when we recognize that cross in our life,
Yeah.
like right now, I have a friend that she has a lot of problems with her husband, and she told me, my cross in my life is my relationship with my husband. And I say, well, at least you know what your cross is in life.
Yeah.
So now deliver that cross to Jesus and tell him to charge to take that cross for you, because it's the only way that you
All right, here's
can.
a question for you guys. What do you think your personal crosses are?
I think I
That's
have
a
many.
deep question, Mandy. You know, that's not an
Yeah,
easy
I mean, I
question.
would
It's a
say
deep
my
question.
main one for me is anxiety, right? Like anxiety's been a huge thorn in my side for a long
Right.
time. However, God has used anxiety to help my life, right? Like anxiety keeps me doing things by deadlines, right? It keeps me motivated, right? It keeps me getting up early and just being, I'm a more responsible person because I have extreme anxiety. However, there are points where I need to really take care of myself because I can crumble fast.
Yeah. I agree with that. What about you, Veronica?
Parenting is a big cross, because you cannot relax on parenting. You cannot relax because I am
Lifelong
pretty
commitment.
sure that the moment the mother stopped to pray, things tremble in the home. So it's my big mission in life, you know? And then sometimes it's better than others, but sometimes problems show up of nothing, and sometimes there is blessings, but parenting is a big deal. It's a big deal. You
Right.
don't even imagine, because one thing is to think in yourself, and when you are bad sometimes, okay, I will get through this with Jesus. Jesus will help me, and it's okay. But when it's
Yeah.
about somebody else that you love so much, like a kid, then it's a different way. Parenting is my cross.
What about you, Mandy?
I think taming my flesh, because my flesh gets me into trouble. My flesh makes me not trust the way I should. And to think things I definitely shouldn't be thinking.
That's okay. I mean, we all do that, but I like the way that you recognize that. It's a huge thing.
Then a secondary cross for me, I believe Veronica was talking about for herself too recently. If not, then I'm sorry and please correct me, but like I'm also on the gossip train, right? We gotta
Oh, yeah.
watch the gossips. But it's hard to like see people doing things that fundamentally don't make sense to you and aren't right to you, and realize that like it isn't right, but like it's not my business and it's not my life, and I just need to do my thing, right? Like it's very easy for me to look at people at work and be like, this guy's not doing anything. But like realistically, if I'm doing what I have to do, that guy has nothing to do with me. And that stuff all evens itself out at some point.
Well, it's hard not to get involved when you're like kind of right there. It's hard to like step back and be like, it's not my thing.
Yes, exactly.
And
But
it's scary to tell
yeah.
people, like, you know what? We shouldn't be talking about other people. It's not right. It's hard to say things like that to people.
Yeah, the other day I find myself saying something horrible. Horrible. And I even see in front of a customer, and the customer went like, ooh. And I say, what in the world I'm doing? So we have this supervisor that she doesn't take care of her hygiene, and she is also mean. She likes to
Yeah,
push your
it's a bad
buttons, you know?
combo. It's a bad combo.
Yeah,
If you're
she
going to
likes
be
to
mean
push
to
your
people, at
buttons.
least be clean because they've got
Yeah.
bullets to use against you.
Exactly. So she's the kind of person that likes to push your buttons or did you explode? Things like that,
Ah.
you know? So then the other day it was a meeting because we have a new GM, and then she came with somebody else, and her hair was like, it looks like she went into shower. And I was checking in a passenger, and I tell my coworker in front of the passenger, I say, "Oh, it looks like she took a shower." And my coworker was like, "What, what, what, what?" And passenger say, "Well, that was not nice." I say, "Oh my gosh, what I am doing? I'm very sorry. This is terrible, and that is not right." And then the passenger told me, "It is okay. It is okay because you recognize I was wrong." Yeah,
But
but
was it really? I mean, I think they assumed that you meant that she never showered and that, oh my
that she
gosh, she took a
never.
shower. She's actually clean instead of
I
making an
mean, I think that
observation
is what
like,
she
well, her
meant,
hair
right?
looks wet. Yeah.
That is what
That's what I meant.
she meant.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then that wasn't right.
It was very bad, man.
We all do that,
Yeah.
though. I mean, I've said horrible things and like
Yeah.
instantly crucified for it. Like my spirit is like,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah,
And
I
then I have to
apologize
apologize
immediately.
to people, and then that's hard because that's
Yeah.
not fun either.
Admitting
Yeah,
that you were wrong, yeah, no.
one time I was fighting with this other supervisor that she's mean, and I was like, bah, 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 bah. But I already received Jesus, and I was just baptized, and the Holy Spirit came into the conversation.
Yeah.
And the only thing I have in my mind is like, what are you doing? And I was quiet, like in shock. And then she was keep fighting and looking at me. And then I say, "You know what? I'm very sorry. You are my boss, and I am very unrespectful. Forgive me to do this. I need to respect you more. You are my boss, and I'm just an agent. I'm very sorry."
Good
And
for
then,
you.
yeah, after that, our relationship changed totally. She respect me, and she never talked to me again like this. All because the Holy Spirit came into the place, and he stopped that fight. I mean, I was like, oh, these things happen, you know?
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. And God knows both of your perspectives, right? So God
Yeah.
knew that if he intervened there, that there was never going to be an issue again because you're both just not on the same page. Just put you instantly on
Exactly.
the same page, and now it's a good relationship.
Exactly. Yes.
See, and
Yeah,
that
yeah,
kind of ties
yes.
back into what I was talking about with Lindsay earlier. Because, like, if she hadn't done what she did, I wouldn't be at my church now and I wouldn't be saved again. So it's kind of,
Yeah.
the hurt was awful, and I do
Yeah.
miss her, but at the same time, it was a necessary step that God preordained. Who knows when?
Yeah.
Just like
If
he
it's God's will,
preordained.
like she'll reach out to you again one day, right? If
Yeah,
it's
I
God's
know.
will.
It's like this. I go to these retreats called Via de Cristo that very soon I had one that I had to go. It's a 4-day retreat, and I always renew myself. It's this very interesting thing with a lot of Christians, different denominations, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the people from my church is a very old people, you know. We go to a very old church, and they go to these retreats normally. But I found out that they are not supporting these retreats anymore.
Oh.
And I was like, what happened? Why they are not supporting this retreat? So I start to investigate, and it looks like because they accept gays in the retreats. So my reaction was, why their sin is bigger than mine? Why, how can we not include them if God wants them more than anybody, I would think, to be near to him?
I don't think that's necessarily a religious thing. I think that's more of a social imbalance that they have because they're not comfortable with that lifestyle. So anybody who isn't comfortable with something tends to automatically say, oh, it's of the devil. That's not what God wants.
No. So I was like, well, now I am more with these retreats. Now I
Yeah, I
want to
mean,
go more.
what's more unchristian than trying to keep people out for anything,
Yeah,
right?
it's like what
Like,
I think that what Mandy feels. That's why you remind me this about these retreats, because you feel that you were rejected from this church, and then
yeah.
they just stop to talk to you. I mean, all the whole church, what the heck is this? I mean, did you tell them that you were going to destroy the church or something? What the heck? I mean, they cannot do that.
Yeah, it's
Well,
weird.
you know what? You go to this retreat and you make those gay people feel loved and welcome and seen
Yeah.
absolutely,
And
absolutely, absolutely.
I'm thinking, like, as far as like the Mandy scenario too, it's like God is, I don't know if he tallies it or like whatever, but like we definitely are supposed to be getting people to the kingdom, right? We're supposed to be getting people to God. And I don't know if he tallies that, but if he does, he probably also tallies all the ones we steer away and the people that like turn their back on you from a church. I don't want that on my soul, right? Like,
I don't
so
want that written in
God
my book of life.
forgive them. They know not what they do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it's funny because I am the only Latino person in that church.
Oh,
And
wow.
I used to go to the Bible studies, and I used to speak up just like I do here and say things. These ladies will look at me like, who does she think she is, you know? That she can talk about that. But I didn't feel that they were like, I feel like they needed more fire. Like, I don't feel like with you two here. I feel like you had the same amount of fire than me, but I didn't feel that fire in them. So I wanted to
Right.
like wake them up all the time, like say, hey
Yeah.
guys, we need to go out and tell people about
I've been in that
Jesus.
exact scenario. Like before I like backslid and like you found me and helped me and we worked on me again. There was a time in my 20s when I was like pretty devout and I was going to a Bible study that I found at a church near me that it was like on like Wednesday nights or whatever. And it was the actual minister, but he would be wearing like jeans and a t-shirt that day because like it was like the off day. And he would just have this Bible study with us. And it was really, really great. And there was me and this other young guy, right? We're both in our 20s. And we always had like insight to things that we thought was important. And the minister like loved us. He like always would be like, yeah, Ben, what do you got? Or like, Joe, what do you got? And like, there was this like woman who was like middle-aged and she had expressed like openly to everyone that she read and read the Bible, but she just never really got it. And one day she said, like, when one, either me or him, one of us was talking, she was like, I don't know why these guys talk all the time. That she said, they think they know everything and like they're young and they don't know anything or something like that, right? And I
Wow.
literally never went to that church again. And it was such a
Oh.
spiritual upbringing time. It was like an actual apostle. It was an apostle. It wasn't just a Bible study. It was an apostleship. Like you signed up, you bought the book, like you went every week to be like trained to be like an apostle. And yeah, I stopped going because that person turned me off. And I feel like the same way you did, where it's like we weren't trying to be better than anybody. We just got really excited about like reading the word and learning from the word and feeling, oh wow, the Holy Spirit showed me something on this word. And it was very empowering, right? And then for someone to like shut us down like that just because they didn't feel comfortable, when I think about that person, I just feel like she wasn't getting insight from the Holy Spirit. And that's not my fault. That's not my fault, right? Like,
No,
and
actually was Satan working on her
yeah.
to make you to be disappointed and don't be going to these meetings that you were
Yeah.
learning
And it worked. And I
about
turned
God.
away and I turned away for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. So Satan was great. I did it. But no,
Yeah, the devil's good at doing that.
he likes to use people, even good
Yeah.
people.
Yeah, because I don't think this was a bad person. Like, she was like, her son was also in the church. He was really cool. Like, they were like a good family. But just, yeah, one day she questioned us, and I'm just like, I'm out. I'm not putting up with judgmental people. And yeah.
I get that. Totally. Let's do one more. And this one's actually my favorite. So we're on Matthew 18, verse 10. This is the parable of the wandering sheep. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. That's my favorite one because I feel like that's kind of, he can't even
That
got
lost
me.
sheep. Yeah, we always had in one point a lost sheep. And it's an amazing feeling when he find us. That's why I told you the day of your baptism, it will be a party in heaven because God find the lost sheep, you know? And it came to him. That's beautiful. And yeah, we always are in the risk to get lost again. So that's why we need to be full of his scripture, always getting in community. It helps a lot to be with other Christians' friends.
Yeah, I
Helps a lot.
love this podcast that we do because it's, even if a ton of people aren't listening right now, there are a lot who do regularly, which is great. I hope it brings them some insight or just thinks, gives them, sits them down and allows them to ponder what we've said and maybe go back and reread the Bible and be like, well, maybe this actually means this and, come up with conclusions on their own. But it's also nice to share, our views in a safe area with you guys, because I know some things I say you don't always agree with, and vice versa. But it's if it, we're not,
Yeah,
none
and
of
I'd be
us are
willing to
judging each
say
other.
that, some things I say are probably wrong, right? Like,
Yeah, me too.
we're wrong sometimes. It happens
Yeah.
for sure.
Well, absolutely, because I mean, we don't know the full extent of why these people wrote exactly what they wrote. And it's impossible for us to know exactly what God was thinking.
Yeah. Now, for these sheep, I feel like this is really the animal version of the prodigal son. Right? Like that one son coming back was a huge celebration of rejoicing. And then the other son who's been there the whole time is like, what's going on? I've been here with you, Dad. Right? Like, so this is
Yeah,
like,
but
we
you didn't
rejoice
wander
over,
off, so yeah.
yeah,
I
we
saw
rejoice
my
over this lost sheep being
yeah.
found and not
Yeah.
so much
And
about the 99 who are secure.
did you hear that song, The Reckless Love of God?
Yeah, you actually introduced me to the song. That song's so good.
That song is about this. It's awesome. You need to hear it, Mandy. That song, The Reckless Love of God, is about this
That
father.
song actually makes me have, and I get it, and I'm wrong. This is one of the times when I'm wrong, but I will say what comes into my head. That song actually gives me mixed emotions because I feel like it's a great song. It's beautiful. I understand what they mean, but I feel so much like it's blasphemy to say that God's love is reckless, even though I understand that it's supposed to be wild and free and it's all encompassing. But to say it's reckless for me is just that's like leaning on blasphemy, and it's hard for me.
Do you know who sings
Maybe
you are right. Reckless
it?
love of God.
There's a few on here. Let's see here. Is it Trey Dehaney?
No, it's actually called Reckless Love.
Reckless love.
Is it reckless love or reckless love of God?
Probably reckless love of
Reckless.
God.
Oh.
Highly reckless love.
That sound like it?
I can't hear.
Me neither.
You can't hear it?
Yeah, no, that's not working.
It's a powerful song.
Yeah, it's a very good song. So yeah, like for all the people that heard me say that, like I feel that's blasphemy. Like I said, I'm probably wrong, but to me, like the reason I
Yeah,
don't
like
feel the reason I feel that way is because I always overthink everything, right? And
Yes.
yes, God's love is all encompassing. It doesn't make sense from a human standpoint because nobody here is able to love like God. God
No.
loves us no matter what we do, no matter what bad thing we do. It is unbelievably unconditional love.
Yeah.
But to me, it's not reckless. It's very calculated. God is the same as he was in the beginning. He will be at the end, and he knows exactly what he's doing. It's a very controlled, amazingly unconditional,
Well, you kind of hit the
powerful
money
love.
on the head when you said he's calculated, because when I was driving home this past week and I'm thinking, okay, he put Lindsay in my life for this reason, brought me to this church, which in turn made me go to this other church, but I was resaved because of him giving this powerful anointing to Hope Darst, and for in order for her to write this incredible song that's touched thousands of lives already. And then, for me to really just absolutely not fall in love with her, but I love her Jesus energy. I'm kind of addicted to her Jesus energy. She has an anointing that's just off the charts, which led me to go to this specific church in Nashville because she's a worship leader there. And I, it's just like, I mean, I'm not saying she was born because of me. I'm not trying to be narcissistic or anything, but I'm saying she, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Her
Yeah, I
mission
mean,
was.
I feel like so. Like, I feel like when we are Christian, like it's like the light on the hill, right? The salt of the earth. You're supposed to be somebody that's magnetic to draw people to God, and I think that she has that magnetism for you, and that helped you with your journey.
Oh, 100%. It's just amazing that God, even before I was born, he put this all together and conjured it up, if you will, and just like, okay, this is what's going to happen at this time. And well, she's going to run away for 30 years, but don't worry, she'll come back, which never thought that was going to happen in a million years. But I was wrong. And I'm so glad I was wrong because I'm enjoying it this time around a
Good.
lot.
Good, good, good.
All right, guys, you have anything final to say or anything?
No, just if you guys could pray for my sister, like she has had this for years. This ongoing foot problem where her toe will like swell up and her foot will swell up, and they do surgery on the toe and they don't know quite what it is. And she's had to have like drainage. And like now it's to the point where she has such excruciating pain in her like foot and leg that
Oh,
she
wow.
can't sleep at night, which is causing her to have anxiety. And so she just needs all the prayers right now. She's struggling. My sister is someone who's never shown an emotion to me in her life, and now she's struggling with anxiety and things. So yeah, it's scary.
Okay, I'll put her
Scary,
on
yeah.
my prayer list, definitely.
Absolutely.
Ben, do you want to
What
pray
is
her
the
out and then
name
we'll
of
do
your
an altar
sister?
call? Amy.
Amy. Amy.
Amy, Amy, Amy.
Write that down because I will forget. Okay. Ben, you want to pray us out and then we'll do the sinner's prayer.
Sure. Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing us together tonight to go over your word and just giving us the just the companionship and discipleship that we are getting out of like studying and learning together. It's amazing. Whenever you have two or more in your name, you are there and we feel you and we're thankful for you, and just keep blessing us and keep getting your word to the people that you want to reach, and hopefully use this platform for that and not for our own will, but for your will and for your purpose, Jesus, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
So if anything we said tonight or in past episodes or anything you've heard on YouTube or online or wherever you listen to, whatever you listen to, if any of it's tugged on your heart and you want to say yes to Jesus, it's the best decision you'll ever make. And it's the easiest one too, because it's a very simple prayer, but walking in the light's a little bit different, which it's worth it in the end. I mean, it really is. It's difficult, yes, but no one ever said healing was going to be easy. And that's what, you say yes to Jesus and the Holy Spirit comes in, or when you invite him in, he just heals you from the inside out. And yeah, it's hard, but
Can I say one
overall,
thing real quick, just to add to that? It's hard to make the decision. And although Veronica and Diana and are right that like the devil will attack you when you become a Christian, especially initially, life is so much easier with God. It's a hard decision, but the choice makes life easier and better.
And the thing about that is that the bad things, not always the enemy attacking you. I mean, things are hard. That's life is hard, period. It's not always the devil coming against you. It's just, I don't know, maybe God's testing you in some way, or he needs you to snap out of whatever headspace you're in and really listen to what he's trying to tell you and do for your life. But yeah, I mean, it is difficult, but it's 100% worth it. And I, 6 months ago, I never would have said that. But now, today, just the more that I get into the word and really get to know Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God on an intimate level, it's an incredible experience for me. All right, Veronica, you ready? Okay, Heavenly Father,
Padre Santo,
I know that I am a sinner
sé que soy una pecadora
and that I need your forgiveness.
y que necesito tu perdón.
I believe that Jesus Christ is your son,
Yo creo que Jesús es tu hijo.
that he died on the cross for my sins,
Él murió en la cruz por mis pecados.
that he rose again on the third day.
Que resucitó en el tercer día.
I turn away from my sin
Yo quiero irme de mis pecados
and place my trust in Jesus
y poner mi fe en Jesús.
alone as my Lord and Savior.
Él es mi Señor y mi Salvador.
Please come into my life.
Ha venido a mi vida
Make me a new creation.
y me hizo una nueva creación.
And help me follow you all the days of my life.
Ayúdame a seguirlo cada uno de los días de mi vida.
Thank you for your love,
Gracias por tu amor,
your mercy,
tu misericordia
and the gift of eternal life.
y el regalo de la vida eterna.
In Jesus' name, amen.
En el nombre de Jesús, amén.
And if anyone prayed that prayer tonight, we would love to hear about it. And I just changed our email address and made it a little bit easier to type because Through the Abyss podcast is a long email to type in. So it is the first letter of each of the words in our title echoes through the Abyss podcast. So it's ETTAP2026@gmail.com. And like I said, if you need prayer, you just want somebody to pray for you or with you, reach out to us and we'd be happy to do that anytime that we can, or put you on our prayer list. Or if you even want to, I don't want to say learn how to pray because I am terrible at it. Like I go into a panic attack if I have to pray out loud. So that's something I'm working on. But if you want to practice, I don't know, reach out to us. But you can reach out to us with anything. We may not have all the answers, but we'll definitely be there with you to try to figure it all out. And we can all do it together, which is what we're supposed to do because we're not supposed to do this walk alone. Unfortunately for me, I have two, sometimes three great podcast partners who are really helping me along my journey. And we'd like to be that for other people as well, because that's kind of the whole purpose of this is to bring Jesus's light into the world because it's a beautiful thing.
And you help us
Oh,
Amen.
thank you.
As well.
Yeah, that's going to be it for tonight, guys. It kind of went a little bit long, but that's okay. Nothing wrong
Okay.
with that. We're not on a time limit necessarily. But thank you so much for tuning in. We love you guys. God bless you, everybody. And we will see y'all next time.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
See you. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Love you guys.
I
Love
love you
you.
too.
So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you
As this episode comes to a close, remember this. No matter how deep the valley, no matter how heavy the darkness may feel, hope still lives. Thank you for listening to Echoes Through the Abyss podcast, where stories from the darkest places remind us that redemption, healing, and faith are always possible. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. Until next time, keep walking toward the light.